Money answered all those kind of things. What money cannot answer is righteousness in the heart. What money cannot answer is a woman who, while you are sleeping, is prophesying over your head. When you vex her, it go report you to God. That's good. No, that girl, she's so nice. She knows how to dress. She can cook. If your plan is to open a restaurant, it's good. And even then, you can hire a cook. Anyway, is it your wife you want to put there? Listen, that's the Jacob spirit we are talking about. You know why? Because the word of God can bring anything out of anybody. Are you getting my point? Listen, that's what you should go for. Start looking for in life. You've read my book. What do you call it? Should I say yes? That's my number one. Look, listen. Anybody who I want to share word with, we go to painting nails. There was no chance in a million. The Lord, I was reading this morning. And you are painting it when I share word. I'll marry somebody who's not going somewhere. As for me, no. I'm going somewhere. I don't like that kind of thing. I hope you're getting my point. I hope you're getting my point. Listen, we're talking about righteousness. And so that's how it is with God also. Once he makes you righteous, once you recognize that your righteousness, you don't come to God like feeling like, hey, I'm such a bad person to forget. God is working in your life. Once you recognize that righteousness, you can start walking from that point. And that takes me to the next point, which I've been trying to get to for some time. Let's just read that. Because I want to explain, when Paul began to teach like this, people thought that he was saying that people shouldn't do any good work. Let's talk about this money thing again. I finished teaching like this once. What a brother I heard was that I said Christians didn't need to give. Did I say so?
No, sir.
Will I ever say so?
I mean,
my head is correct. Why would I say that kind of a thing? I have to preach the word of God. The word of God didn't say so. Because I finished explaining. I've seen it. Most Christians today, their motivation for giving is that they feel like if I don't, God won't give me anything. And listen to me, he still won't give you anything. If he wasn't planning to give you, he still won't give you. So when you talk to people like that, once you've removed that motivation so that God can give you, that God will give you whether you give or not, say, hey, good, so I now hold it. It's called continuing in sin, praying that grace will abound. And I'm not an apostle of such doctrines. But people do get confused, and that's why we need to straighten things out. Quickly open to the book of Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. Righteousness is a gift. What did I say?
Righteousness is a gift.
If you are righteous and you're inside this hall today, say amen.
Amen.
If you're not around on Tuesday, get our CD for that Tuesday. We took confessions along those lines again. We said, listen, I am not attaining anything by my own strength. I did not become righteous because of the work of the flesh that I did in my own righteousness. I attain righteousness by the grace of God. All right, I'm going to verse 10, Ephesians chapter 2, the book of Ephesians chapter 2. But I just like to read in context, and since the preceding verses are so beautiful, especially in line with the things that we are discussing, let's just start from verse 1, then we'll jump here and there so we can get to 10 on time. And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. Among them, we too all formerly lived in the lust of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh. It says in verse 4, but God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And raised us up with him. Now this is the effect of righteousness. Remember the Bible says that he was He died for our transgressions and he was raised because of our justification. That is, once we had been justified, he made us rise up again with him. And he said in verse 6, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places. This only is in Christ Jesus. In order that in the ages to come, he might show the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness toward us only again in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is what? The gift of God. Not as a result of works that no one should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Not so as to attain righteousness, but because we have attained righteousness. Are you getting my point? Listen, what's the point I'm emphasizing here again? Righteousness is a gift. If righteousness means deliverance, if righteousness means Satan can't hold you down, it means your deliverance, the inability of Satan to hold you down, the removal of all curses from your head is a gift. What is a gift? A gift is something that you were given freely. What is a gift as opposed to a wage? A wage is that which you labored for. A gift is that which you were given freely. That is, your deliverance is free. If you had to pray all night to attain deliverance, trust me, you're not free yet. Don't worry, you'll soon discover it. If you had to give to prosper, you are still poor. You'll soon discover it. If you are using 16 laws of self-control to maintain your peace of mind, don't worry, you'll soon lose the mind. I hope you are getting my point. Yes. Because it means you have not discovered the righteousness of God. It's a gift. You will prosper in life. Two reasons. One, Jesus died so as to make it possible for anybody who wants to prosper, including you. The second reason is simple. You just turned one day like Jabez and said to God, "Oh, that you will bless me indeed." There are things I've prayed for. I said, "God, I don't like them. I'm not even so interested in them. I just want to do them just to make my wife happy and prove to myself that I believe in God." I won't go into this about it. There are things that are not important to me. Are you getting my point? I'll just do it for the sake of doing. That's one beautiful thing about that Jabezic prayer. If you understand God very well and this principle of righteousness, you just look one day and say, "God, let me go and even see what it looks like to look at the earth from outside." 2 years later, you're on a space shuttle. They say, "It is $200,000 for one flight on what's the name of that Richard Branson's airline that's going to space? Virgin Galactica. You know, you had Virgin Atlantic. And I had one Virgin Galactica or something, or Galactic, something like that. He says, $200,000. Why should a man of God spend $200,000? Say, "Because my name is Jabez. And one day I prayed, oh, that you will bless me indeed and make me see the earth from space." $200,000 is a lot of money to you, but not to the person who's paying. Are you getting my point? I pray you will learn this Jabezic prayer. It's a very vital prayer. Once you connect with it. No, in life, then I just sit down. Look, ask my wife as an example. I'm the kind of person, I can be born in Enugu, raised in Enugu, schooled in Enugu, work in Enugu, and I won't even wonder what's going on in Onitsha. It's just my kind of person. I won't die one day and say, "Can you imagine? I didn't see the whole world." That's my wife. She's the kind of person that will be wondering, "How come I've not seen the whole world?" My wife is dreaming, I'm sure, now she hasn't told me this, but she's dreaming of going to ski in Switzerland. Go and ski. If you even carry me to Switzerland, I'll stay in the hotel room. But because of the principle of Jabez, there are prayers I have prayed which make me go all over the world carrying my whole family. Oh, that you will bless me. Indeed. I pray Christians will understand that. You are laboring too much with your own power, trying to make it in life. You don't sow seed. Seed not remain for market against self. And you see, now nothing don't happen. No, you know. Not, and believe me, nothing's going to happen. All those your seeds, they were dead on arrival. No, they're called dead on arrival. When you rush a patient to hospital, doctor just check, say, okay, this one don't die before you reach it. No, be wicked. Why? The reason is simple. Physical things don't enter into the realm of the spirit. It's what they carry. So your own is carrying unbelief and selfishness. How can that produce divine destiny? You want to prosper in life? Two things you must understand. One, Jesus died so that you might prosper. He shed his blood, and when Noah said, "Cursed be Canaan," Jesus said, "Keep quiet." That's why he shed the blood. So whatever the country you are from, can be from Ghana, from Cameroon, from Nigeria, from Malawi, from Burundi. What's that one beside Burundi? You can be from anywhere. You can prosper anywhere. You can prosper in the country where you were from, where you are now. You can go to Australia and prosper. You can go to Russia and prosper. You can go to Ukraine and become the pastor of the largest church in Europe, and you're a black man. That's why Jesus died. Understand that. And then look and ask your Jabezic request. What did I call it? Jabezic request. No qualification. Lord, do this one. I like to have my Rolls Royce in black and yellow and cream. So what are you doing with it? Doesn't matter. What am I not doing with it? Is it going to kill me if I drive it? No, hey, let me. I just want to park it there. It's vanity, I know. Your handkerchief too is vanity. Why did you buy it? Are you getting what I'm trying to explain? That is, just have a free mind about things. It's not because of your labor. And people who with that basic understanding, you can give them the three Rolls Royces today. They say, hey, that was nice. Now we don't need it anymore. Who do we give this one to? They just share the whole thing. Then they go back and buy a motorbike. Zoom, boom, boom. And be going around and say, what happened to your Rolls Royces? They are too big. You know, poverty is a bad thing. Amen? Where does it? Poverty is a bad thing. What do I mean? There are some people who will accept this if it is shoes. They said, you can do that with bathroom slippers. They say, amen. But when you say, do it with Rolls Royce, they say, what? It's expensive. You see, to you, bathroom slippers is cheap. Go to the heart of Bangladesh that Muhammad Yunus brought people out from. You will have known that, you know, some of the things you think is common now for some people is breakthrough. When I see men insulting big people, there was a man of God riding a private jet. I said, I hope you know that your 2001 Camry is somebody's private jet. I hope you know that. To you, it's a 2001 Camry and you bought it to Kumbo. 150,000 miles on it, meaning that Americans don't drive in Porsche. And you're rejoicing, praise God. For some people, I hope you know that's a private jet. It's a real Bombardier, brand new. What am I talking about? Jabezic praying. What do I call it? Jabezic praying. Just open your heart. Just ask God for anything. Anything. And I'm not asking God for three rows, but I'm just trying to illustrate something. That with God is nothing. What do I call it? Nothing. Asking for anything is not because of your own strength, but because of what you have achieved only in Christ Jesus. I hope you've gotten my point. All right, let's just read this. Okay, we read something, right? Yeah, there's another one wanted us to read. Okay, let me just pass this comment and we'll read that one next time. And then we close it, that portion of it. But let me read. Let me pass a comment on this. So it said, we're created for good works. The good works did not make us righteous. The good work is not the thing that's going to get us into the place that we are going into. The good works, they are the sign that we are walking according to our divine order. Listen, you can't walk with God and it won't affect you. God leaves some things in life as a sign that you are walking with him. If you see a man, he was stingy, tight-fisted, self-centered, won't do anything for anybody else. He said something is coming from it, very mean. And he said he gave his life to Christ. You see him 3 years later, he's still stingy, tight-fisted, very mean. One of two things. One, he never gave his life to Christ. Or no, one of three things. Either he never really gave his life to Christ, or he took it back somewhere along the line. Or, number three, he's not working closely with the God that he said he believed. Because it's not possible for you to be working with God and his nature won't affect you. Are you getting my point? Let's talk about this money thing again. Because it's important I use it to balance it. That's why when that brother said to me that day, and said, so why should a Christian give? It's simple. Because they are givers. A righteous man is a giver. He's not trying to bribe God. He's not trying to get anything out of God with his money. He's just a giver. Every time God opens a door of opportunity, he gives. And he doesn't count it. Are you getting my point? I don't walk in holiness and righteousness, that is outwardly, because I'm trying to be righteous. No. That's my nature. When I'm hungry, do I get down on four, you know, my knees and my two hands, and then go to somewhere? I don't do that. I'm not a goat. I'm not a cow. When I'm hungry, what do? I enter my house. Hey, what is happening here? Kitchen, anything that happened? He says, something's about to happen. I say, fine. Then I go and sit down. The thing happens. They bring this thing on a plate. I take cutleries or I wash my hand depending on the will of God for the moment. You understand my point? Yes. And I devour what is set before me without asking questions according to the will of God. Why? I'm a human being. I'm not saying watch me. I'm about to eat right now. This food shall pass through my mouth. I shall chew it small, then swallow it to prove that I'm a human being. Does it cross your mind? Do you do such things? That is what we do sometimes when we are making a big deal about the good works we are doing. As I began to give that money, I knew that something was good. You see, you have not been thoroughly converted. When you are thoroughly converted, there are things you don't think about. Look, let me tell you, it's not really let's be honest, it's not a serious testimony. Say, praise God. They offered me bribe yesterday. Did you know I did not take it? If I take him first, now may I beat you? You're not supposed to take it. It's normal. Are you getting my point? You know, there are some things I don't consider temptation. There are some things that are not personal. Personally, they are not temptation. They are irritations. Like, stop irritating me. Are you getting my point? Look, listen, if you are working with God, a lot of things people call temptation, they are not temptation, they are what? Irritation. They are just annoying. God may call it temptation, but you don't even feel like it is. What the Bible calls temptation sometimes? Be careful. Look, some of the things you call temptation is because you are going to where you're not supposed to go to. Yes. What are you looking for there? So I just sat down there, and these two girls sat beside me. One of them was just doing like this. The other one doing like that. What were you doing in 8 hours at night? Why didn't you go home? You see where people are. You know, I've warned you about communion. You know what I call communion? Mm-hmm. When you come to church, they break the bread and drink the wine. They share the cup. This is the blood of the new covenant. When they are eating, breaking the bread, this is my body that is broken for you. When you go to beer parlor, beer is not the sin. You know, I've told you. The pepper soup is not a sin. It's not iniquity. But the communion is unto the devil. The man on your right is a womanizer, adulterer, thief, all of them combined. The one on your left is a homosexual. The one in front is a jaguda. And then they pass the cup. This is the blood of our covenant that will destroy our families. Drink it, all of you, and wreck your families. And you are there. You know, I don't know why Stephen Keshi. You know, it's good Stephen Keshi did not. Hey, madam, another one. Then the madam that's serving falls upon you, and you say it's temptation. It's not temptation. It's communion. Blessed is the man that does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Or does what? You go collect chairs, sit down there. You are sitting. Are you getting what I'm saying? Some of those are called no temptation. What are you doing there? Yeah, hostel, you are doing BB chat with people who don't believe in God. But if anybody chats you up, say, Holy Ghost fire you there. Let's not go chat you again. I don't like it. That's why the pinky no go stop. Reply the guy, say, no, you know these people that call you and say, you know, I'm chief of car from PACN. Do you get those calls? If you don't get it, you're not a big man yet, you know. When you're a big man, they go begin call you. I've told my wife, the next one that calls me, I have it ready. Once it starts, he say, yes, I'm chief of car, I'm your friend from PACN. Ah, I'll say, chief, how are you? He say, I'm fine, you know, now I'm in Otukpona. I say, very nice. Chief, please, before you come, let me tell you something. Wherever you got my number from, they must have forgotten to tell you one thing. I'm also a man of God. The next road you cross, a car will knock you down. And all the money you ever made in this business, you will need double of it to get back on your feet again. Bye-bye. That guy won't call me again. He won't call me again. And I mean it, though. No be threat, though. And I'll say, in case you don't know, go and cross the road now. Look to your left and your right. And look again. You will not see that car. I don't vex. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. Let me get back to my message so I can close and we'll continue next time. Good works. It's not, look. Good works is something that comes out of us, what? Naturally. It's just natural. It doesn't cross our minds to do some things that are evil. Why? We're created for good works. If good works are not coming out of you, it is not because you are not being made righteous. It's because you have not settled down to interact with the God of righteousness properly. You have been sharing communion at the wrong tables. Believe me, it's a good sign. What I mean by good sign, it's a machinery God has placed in there to let you know when your life is not going properly. I've heard young women tell me before, say, hey, the kind of pressure they are putting me on in our family now. They said that I will marry this person. And the person is talking like, in my mind, you know, I don't want to tell you the truth, though. Because if I tell you the truth, you will think I'm a wicked soul. That this is a temptation for you is a sign of backsliding. I don't know whether you hear what I said. It's a sign of what? Backsliding. If you start noticing that the pressure is getting to you, then it's time to go to church. Tell your parents say you want travel. Go for Wafbeck. You know that Wafbeck is over. You can't come back from Wafbeck and you are still tempted by some temptations. When the word of God enters into you, you think Jesus was saying that? Ah, hey, Satan, are you serious? If I just bow now, may I just bow? It's only bowing, eh? Any other thing? No, you just bow. I know they bow. There was nothing like that. As soon as they brought up the issue of bowing, he said, my friend, let me tell you something. It is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God alone. And he's the only person you will bow to. So carry your wahala and dispense from here. Do you get my point? Why? It was a righteous man that was created for good works. Let me say it again. We don't use good works to get into the heart of God. We do good works because we're created for good works. Our righteousness is by faith. That's why I said to us last time, you must resist any attempt of the devil, because it's an enemy action, to bring to your mind your good works when you want to pray. Say, Lord, I have been helping other people's children. My own child now needs help. You will come to my aid. God says, I'm not coming. So, call police. He said, Lord, I have sown seeds. My seeds will speak for me. Say, but what if I'm not listening when they are talking? Nonsense prayer. I said to us last time, let me say it again. Praying in the name of Jesus means I don't do that. So I resist that temptation. If my child needs help, I don't try and remember the other children, the other people's children I helped. I simply say, God, you will perfect everything that concerns me. That's your promise. I believe that word. This is what Jesus died to achieve, that I will have a direct access to you. Help. I need help right now. And that's what God likes. I told that he's jealous. He doesn't like arguments on, you suppose, okay, waiting, after everything I've done for you. He doesn't like that. What he wants is, Lord, you are my only help. If you don't help me, where else will I go? And he will nod and say, yes, deliver that child. Are you getting my point? And God, my seed will speak. Seed that wants to talk, go ahead and talk. But the blood of Jesus is always speaking better things than the blood of Abel. The blood of Jesus is speaking better things than the seed I sowed myself. So why should I be wasting my time trying to quote what my seed is speaking? Why don't I just quote what the blood is speaking? So what is blood saying? He said, poverty is gone now. Jesus died that you, through his poverty, might be made rich. So when I want to pray, I say, Lord, I thank you because I have been delivered from poverty. I ask for a release of abundance in my life according to the word that says that this was why Jesus died, that I, through his poverty, might be made rich. I receive it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Every lack I speak against them, I say, you have been conquered by the shedding of the blood of Jesus. I have risen with Christ above lack. I have risen with Christ above poverty. My destiny is secure. My future is secure. Thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. And I come out. They say, money is needed and I have the money. I give. If I don't have the money, I pray for them. I don't feel bad. I don't feel good. It's just normal. This is my illustration of the time. I have children. Every time school resumes, I have to pay money. Every time they wake up in the morning, they have to eat bread. It has never crossed my mind that this is my bread when they chop. One day, and I go buy cartons and cartons of cornflakes as payment. I'm their father. And it's my duty. And I do it. And I rejoice in doing it because that's the reason why they have me as their father. The reason why the world has you as the light of the world is that you must do good works. Not because you want to attain righteousness. Not because you want to be delivered by it. But because you were created for good works. Next time I will emphasize further on why that is a sign of your faith.